This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. People enrolling in Missouri's Medicaid health care program soon could do so online instead of through paper applications. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the state has awarded a $147 million contract to a Fort Lauderdale, Florida-based company called EngagePoint to set up the new system. About 90% of the money is coming from the federal government. Allison Campbell is the director of the state's Family Support Division, which determines Medicaid eligibility. She says the agency will need fewer employees with the new system, which can cross-check applicants' incomes and their citizenship with other government databases. Part of the online system should be ready October 1st. That's also when people can begin shopping online for private insurance through a federally run health insurance exchange. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster wants the state Supreme Court to set execution dates for two inmates before the state's supply of an execution drug expires. Koster has renewed a request for execution dates to be set for Alan Nicholson and Joseph Franklin. The state's highest court refused to do so last August, citing a legal challenge to the state's newly planned use of the drug propofol as its execution method. The Attorney General's office said Monday that the Department of Corrections has a limited supply of propofol, and much of it will expire next spring. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed legislation that would have changed the penalties for youth trying to get into casinos with fake IDs. Nixon said in a veto message Monday that the bill would have weakened laws that keep minors out of casinos. Missouri law already bars people younger than 21 from the gambling floor. Current law makes it a misdemeanor to show a false ID at a casino. The legislation would have lowered that to an infraction, but imposed a mandatory $500 fine. The bill was backed by the casino industry. Family, friends, and community members gathered to remember Columbia educator Elliot Battle on Saturday morning. Battle died in June and is most remembered for the role he had in desegregating Columbia's public schools. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba has this report from the Celebration of Life for Battle at Missouri United Methodist Church.
Boxes of tissue were placed throughout the church for tears, but laughter frequently filled the air as family and friends shared joyful memories of Elliot Battle. Many talked about love shared, challenges overcome, and lessons learned. One of Battle's daughters, Carolyn Battle Thomas, left those gathered with a call to carry on her father's legacy.
And if each of us just takes a lesson that we got from him, and really commit to living it the way that my father lived it, then this church, Columbia, Missouri, the nation, the world will be a better place.
With lessons and memories in mind, the crowd joined in singing Battle's favorite hymn. Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values.
For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.